Good morning, America. I'm going to be starting my first podcast starting today. I don't know what to talk about. I mean, I do know what to talk about, but I've never done this, so excuse my insecurities. But I guess I will start off by talking about who I am. My name is Owen Everding. I was born in Enid, Oklahoma in 1999 on January 31st. I was born in a bumfucked, in the middle of Egypt town. I think the population there, don't quote me, but I think it's about like 14,000 now, but when I was there I think it was like 5,000. Born in your average family. Psych, no, my mom was a fucking drug addict. My stepdad was crazy. My half-brother is crazy, too. I find myself to be crazy. Not as crazy as them. But at the age of one, I don't remember much. I remember living in Oklahoma. Remember my stepbrother. He was kind of a dick. Did some crazy things. I moved from Enid with my mom to Grand Junction, Colorado, where I lived about 16 years of my life. I was taken away from her. I was put in foster care for about a year and a half. I was with the family. They wanted to keep me, but she got divorced and found another guy with another family. She had two kids already, and he had two kids, and I guess I was just too much to handle. So she put me back in the foster care system, and then I met my current adopted parents, who raised me. They did a pretty good job. I mean, besides my adopted father, who's fucking abusive, just like my biological family. Took me 20 years to find out who my biological dad. Come to find out, I moved to Augusta, Georgia. And they live in Claxton, Georgia. My whole family does. And all the way down in Savannah, too. I don't know why. I do know why my adopted mom and dad wanted to move down to Georgia. We were, we'd lived in Fruta, Colorado for about 10 years. And my biological mom was just being a dick. Moved over by me. Kept harassing me. Kept knocking on my window at night. You know, mind you, she fucking, you know, had her first child taken away and her second child taken away. Drug addict, alcoholic, abusive, you know, your typical shit. I mean, nothing different than anyone else, probably. Sorry, I'm smoking a Black and Mild. But, everyone's been telling me, you know, I should start a podcast. I'm 20 years old, you know, everyone's been telling me that, you know, you're pretty educated for yourself. You know, you like to listen to, you know, weird things. I love listening to weird things like Joe Rogan, his podcast. You know, he's a pretty smart man, yeah, in this podcast, I think I'm gonna talk about my everyday life, you know, my encounters that I have, the things that I listen to, my certain opinions on things. You know, I really don't see any other 20-year-olds out there talking to a fucking phone about stupid things like I am, but fuck it, you know, just gonna, you know, full send it. I got pretty good grades as a kid in high school. 11th grade came around and shit went down. Dad left. Me and my mom moved to, we were living in South Carolina. I was going to a private school called Wardlaw. Fuck that school. Whole bunch of rich assholes up there that just are incompetent, head up their asses, just buy their kids whatever. Their kids are so spoiled. Like, no offense. I mean, they're probably going to say some shit to me about it, but fuck them. Yeah, I was living there and in Edgefield. I was sick of my dad beating me and my mom, so I was like, fuck it, Mom, we got to leave. And moved over here to Georgia and started making it on our own. I dropped out of high school kind of like an idiot. I dropped out with a 3.7. Just super stupid, but oh well. I was getting sick of the high school life, you know. It was just a whole bunch of different societies in school. You got the rich kids. You got the You got the middle class kids, and you got the poor kids, and they all hang out with each other, and they're all cliquish, and it's just, I don't understand it. I was always a kid that fit in with every little group. The gothic, the athletes. I played tons of sports. I was academically smart, so I could hang out with the smart kids. I was on the chess team, baseball team, starting catcher on every team I played. I played hockey in Colorado. I was really good. My dad always pushed me really hard. I guess I could thank my adopted parents now for teaching me my my core values, I meant. And they taught me the fundamentals of being an adult, how to work, and this world doesn't hand you anything. You gotta fucking work your ass off. But back to my story. I moved here to Georgia. Dropped out of high school, like I said. It took me about a year to, stop fucking around. It took me about 4 days to get my GED. That was a fucking joke. I don't even know why they had that fucking class. Just take the fucking tests and get that shit done. I met my fiance, Danny, here in Georgia. Southern Pie. She's just so cute. But I guess I'm gonna be, focusing, like I had said before, about my everyday life. I think it's pretty interesting. I'm a fucking stoner. I smoke every damn day. I'm gonna be talking a lot about weed. I'm gonna be buying, obviously I'm gonna be buying weed. It's illegal here in Georgia, but I don't know why they haven't legalized it. Everyone smokes it. It's such a great thing. I mean, there is some health problems to it. Just like everything else, like eating too much McDonald's, you're gonna eventually get diabetes. But I mean, shit, you could call me an addict to milk. Like, you could call me an addict to weed, I guess. But also gonna be talking about the world that we live in. The things that I've been researching, like the pyramids and how they all have connections around the world, and the very few people that control our everyday lives. The people that our governors and our presidents and our leaders that fuck us over every day. They put chemicals in our foods and chemical in our water and in our air, and they tax us on everything, which is a whole nother thing. I don't understand why they have to tax literally everything. I think it says in the, is it the Constitution? I'm not sure if I'm quoting this right, but maybe it's the Federation. I don't know what it is. Probably not even saying that right, but it says there should be no taxation without representation. Why the fuck do they gotta tax our roads? Because we drive on them? I mean, they tax our food, they tax our water, they tax our electricity, they tax our houses, tax our cars, tax our insurance. They tax everything, and we're okay with that as a society. We're okay with our government controlling us every day. We're okay with them dipping their hands in our everyday lives, taking our money just because society is too big. If each and every community had its own greenhouse, had its own, farmer, we wouldn't have a need for big corporations. We would have our own small businesses, which Obama, thanks to Obama, he overloaded our economy with money, which kept printing, kept going into debt, and ruined the middle class. I mean, sorry to say, I'm not trying to say he was a bad president. I mean, he fundamentally changed America like he said he was going to. He did some good things, but he lied like every president. There's every president that we've had has lied, and they're corrupt. Why do we accept that? Why even if we do vote, they have shit where they can do fake counts. And I mean, fucking Hillary did that. Trump's probably did that. I mean, yeah, Trump's making our economy better, but why did he want to go into office? Because all the regulations and taxation that was on him, he wanted those things to be taken off because he's a bigger, he makes more money, just like all of his other fucking friends. It's bullshit. It really is bullshit. But as Americans, I guess we have to accept that. Because if we don't, we were thrown in jail. And funny, the jails are owned by governors in our own states. And why are they making money off of our prison? Off of our criminals, so-called criminals who go out there and I've gone to jail twice, and it was over some fucking fuck shit, because a cop had a badge, and he thought he was all fucking powerful, and why do our cops, why do our officers have to walk around with guns? They can't walk around with tranquilizers, or they can't learn hand-to-hand combat. Instead, they have to shoot people. That's instilling fear in us, and with fear, people then don't want to stand up for what's right. What our founding fathers wanted. They kept saying, you know, when the government gets too big, move out west. Well, we can't move out west anymore. You know, east to west coast, it's controlled. Each state's controlled by governors and state senators, and they all run off of a budget. You know, NASA and Boeing and Lockheed and Apple and Google, all these big companies, they're all fucking, the government has all their fucking hands dipped in there, controlling everything. It's so funny, our search engines, they're all brought to big data centers, and then those data centers get hacked, and then our information gets hacked, and then no wonder why we don't have any privacy in this world, because they make it impossible to have privacy. Oh, well, there's Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. Yeah, well, you know what? There's privacy laws that are fucking violated every goddamn day because the government thinks it's okay. Oh, Big Brother, since 9/11. 9/11, we did 9/11. If you're fucking too stupid to realize that the CIA director didn't organize that and orchestrate all those attacks, you're uneducated. You're not looking at the facts. You think a small country like Iran and Iraq would want to do something like that? They call us the big evil. Yeah, they call us the big evil because we are evil. We're ruining the fucking world. Oh shit, is it still recording? Good. I thought my phone turned off. Sorry. I lost track. Oops. I gotta relight my Black Mile. Hold on, give me a sec. Probably bad for my health, but oh well. Everything's bad for our health. Oh, I'm sitting in my backyard. I got a bottle of Roundup. And the last few days, I've been seeing on the internet that this shit is horrible for us. It causes leukemia and all kinds of cancerous shits. Why the fuck are they selling that to the general public if it causes cancer? Why are tobacco companies still able to produce tobacco when all it does is create health problems? Why is McDonald's able to produce synthetic, cheap shit? Because Americans are too lazy to go home and make a meal? Well, they've made it impossible to go shopping. You go shopping, $200 worth of groceries doesn't even last you fucking 3 days of fucking food, literally. You have to buy the fake, synthetic, full of chemicals. I mean, read your ingredients, people. It's 40, 50, 60 ingredients on a back of a fucking label. You can't even pronounce any of the fucking names. That's bullshit. And, oh, it's cheaper. I don't understand how it's cheaper, because it's fake. What, people can't fucking, they can't go in their backyard and have a greenhouse, or like in a community, each little community have a greenhouse and some livestock. You know, have a fucking local farmer. No, everyone goes to fucking Walmart every day because they're too lazy. They don't know how to fucking farm. They don't teach you that shit in high school. You have to go to FFA. And guess who the FFA is regulated by? The fucking federal government. So all the schools get all the money from the fucking federal government to have these programs. It's bullshit. I don't understand. No one wants to stand up. Why don't we start a revolution? We need to start a revolution as American people. We need to come together like we did in England, and we need to revolt. We need to take back our country. We need to take back our rights. They're trying to take our guns away by staging attacks, Columbine, mass shootings at gay bars and stuff like that. Really, those are fucking staged. They have people go in there and they fucking shoot up other people. So that they can take our guns away, so that we're defenseless. So that one day when these so-called aliens, like Independence Day, come down. I mean, the Nazis were talking about it. Ronald Reagan talked about it. These big people, big corporations talked about it. You know, Tesla, Amazon. Why are they making their own space programs? Why do they want to go colonize other planets? Because I know what's fucking going on. The sea levels are starting to rise up. Mars is starting to get closer back to our atmosphere, not our atmosphere, but within, you know, in our, I mean, it's already in our solar system, I don't know how to explain it, you know, it's circulating back around to us, You know, all these events that have reoccurred, you know, past civilizations that lived here, they hide all that shit from us. They don't want us knowing that we used magic to heal ourselves. We used natural remedies. You know, alcoholism, AA, it's a non-profit. Bullshit's a fucking non-profit. They make so much fucking money. And you know what? The ex-director, I don't know his name. I'll research that. There'll be another podcast. But he found out that DMT could change, could put you in a higher state, and could fix your alcoholism, not make you want to drink anymore. But guess what? They banned him off the fucking directors. They took him off the board, made him look like he was a fucking drug addict, made him, you know, this fucking failure when all he was trying to do was figure out that this fucking poison that everyone drinks every fucking day, they go to the fucking store, they buy their case of beer, they go to the liquor store. You know what? You know what? That shit is taxed, overly taxed by the government. Your cigarettes, overly taxed by the government. Weed was never legalized. For thousands and thousands of years, people have smoked it. Back in the 30s, people were smoking around more than fucking cigarettes. And you know what? The cigarette companies are like, fuck that. We don't want these fucking people smoking something that's good for them. We're going to legalize it. Make it a fucking bad thing. We're going to make it look like it's the worst thing in the world. Oh, look at these lazy people. They're fucking potheads. They smoke. They become lazy. No. You're not lazy. The people aren't lazy when they smoke. Yeah, there's sativas and indicas, and there's certain you know, strands that you smoke to become lazy. If you want to be lazy like a fucking couch potato. But that's the person's choice. It's the person's mindset on what they want to do. Why does the government have to fucking... Now they're legalizing it, and then they're taxing it like fucking shit sticks. And they're making so much money in these big corporations, these pharmaceuticals. Now they're you know, going back to that... Or, you know, they're starting all their weed farms. They're getting up with the big tobacco companies because tobacco companies, they don't want to run out of money. They have all these nice houses, yachts, and, you know, they have people work on their farms all fucking day, wreaking their fucking hands apart, ruining their lives, working their day after day after day, making minimal wage, if even that, just so that they can live in a nice fucking 10 mansions and have a fucking yacht and drive Lamborghinis and, you know, wear the nicest Rolex with all the fucking diamonds in it. It's bullshit. We accept it as Americans every day. We accept it. I don't see anyone doing anything. We as American people, we need to revolt back. We need to fuck it, blow up the cell towers, blow up the fucking railroads. Screw them. Fuck it. If one county, like Augusta, if one little county stopped paying their taxes, it would start a domino effect. Stop paying the government what they want. Stop sending them the money that they want. Because guess what? They wouldn't be able to function. They wouldn't be able to pay anybody in there. They wouldn't be able to pay anybody. Once they can't pay anybody, guess what? Everybody's going to turn against them. All their employees, everyone's going to turn against them. And guess what? They're fucked. And tell me why the Federation in New York is all the gold. We have what, like trillions and trillions of dollars worth of gold in New York and over in Germany? Are you fucking people stupid? You can't tell that with all these big fucking floods that they the so-called aliens, if you want to call them, that's the only natural way and biggest way to fucking clear off land so you can strip down the earth. I mean, you see what we do with machines. It's horrifying. It takes days, not even years, to find just a little bit of gold in the earth. They found a way. They come back every fucking, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years and fucking wreck havoc over the earth with floods. I mean, that's proof. Look at up in Washington. Look at everywhere. You can see all. I mean, look at the pyramids. The pyramids have water lines on them. I mean, shit. I mean, the fucking damn. Like, all this proof that people are now starting to figure out. Now, and I mean, we're finding past civilizations in the Amazons. We're finding, you know, past civilizations in Egypt. You know, these sophisticated people who had electricity. They had medicine. They were doing DMT back then. You know, they had functioning roads. They had functioning civilizations. And then what? They just all disappeared. Just poof, gone. No trace. Nothing. And then. what the very few rich, the most high, powerful rich people, they literally control our society. They do. They control what we know. They control our school systems. I mean, parents, you drop your kid off at school, and then eight hours later, they come back fucking with their mind full of evolution and knowledge that they've been lied to. Literally lied to. It's been proven that in the history books and in the science books, I mean, our new math curriculum, I can't even pronounce that right now. Our math, I can't think of the word. I'm having a brain fart, y'all. Our math classes that we've been taking, I'll figure out the word. You're gonna laugh at me. I don't know why I can't think of it right now. All of our math, what do they teach? They teach us how to fucking, in school, they teach us how to read a recipe off the back of a can. Like, really? All they want us to do is be dependent on them. Why? Why do we need to be dependent on a government? Why? I mean, do you need a boss at work? You can go to work every day. You don't need your fucking boss. He's just there to fucking make sure you're doing your work, and then he just sits on his ass all fucking day. I mean, honestly, everyone hates their bosses. You know, I mean, we don't need a fucking government. All we need is certain rules and regulations that were already implied when the Founding Fathers came. I don't get it. Like, I, you know, what is it, too scary to stand up to someone so big? They seem so big because we make them big. We're funding all their activities. We fund them. How do you think they make all their money off of us slaves? These big corporations and the governments, they all make all their money off of the people. If they didn't have the people, they would be rendered useless. So I keep saying, why don't we stand up? Why don't we take back what is ours? Take back our lives. We don't need to live this 9-to-5 life. We don't. All we need is farmers and medical people. And everything else falls into place. You don't need to go to fucking college for 8 years to become a fucking, to get a PhD. Just, like, really? Why? So that the colleges can make more and more money off of your outstanding debt that you accumulate over years? Hold on, I'm turning my fans off in my room. It's crap. You know, these big-ass colleges. And what's funny is, like, all these higher-up politicians and all these governors and presidents and lawyers and doctors, all these people that make all this... let me rephrase that. Anybody that makes a large amount of money, they're all corrupt. Look at them. They're fucking pedophiles. They start wars. They bring drugs into America, and they start what fucking say no to drugs. Really, our government's the one that's empowering those gangs and stuff. And then kids can go on YouTube today. 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds can go on YouTube, and they can watch a grown man put makeup on his face and act like a fucking bitch. How is that okay? But my kid can't bring a gun to school? He can't bring a knife to school, but he can watch a gay person who is against my beliefs, against my religion, can sit there and watch that. Oh, and then I heard in California that their kids have to sit through LTBG classes. What? Are you kidding me? Then why don't they have a Bible study too? Why are they incorporating gay into school? Why? How does gay work? How does that work? Can two guys fuck each other? Yeah, in the fucking ass, but you know what you get? You get AIDS because that shit is uncouth and unsanitary. Your dick wasn't made to go in another man's ass. Two women can't reproduce, can they? Two vaginas rubbing against each other? That's fucking disgusting. Yeah, you can watch that on porn every fucking day if you fucking want. Teach them to go watch porn then, so they can be porn addicts. Why the fuck? Then why? Why? I don't get it. Why do my kids, if I even decide to ever have any, have to go through that shit? They don't need to. They're gonna be confused. All these kids, they don't know what to do. Should I be gay? Should I put makeup on my face? It confuses the children. And then on top of that, you're giving children the choice to decide whether or not they are who they are. Yes, they can make their own decisions, but why do the schools need to influence that? Isn't it the parents' jobs? I mean, shit. Why even have parents? Just fucking throw them in an institute for the first 18 years of their life and just give them a fucking phone and let the phone teach them everything. Because, honestly, we have all these fucking failure parents around here who don't want to fucking raise their kids the proper way, don't want to teach them, you know, the core principles of life, you know, not to lie, not to steal, not to cheat, not to do any of that shit. But it's okay to be gay. Okay, well, I'm going to teach my kid it's okay to go steal. I'm going to teach my kid that it's okay to fucking kill. Because if it's okay to be gay, shit, it should be okay to do anything else, right? But no, that's frowned upon. Oh, don't make fun of the gay people. I'm not making fun of the gay people. I'm not trying to degrade them. You know, I have I was gay at one point in ninth grade because I was bi-curious. I had shit happen to me when I was a kid, and I thought, you know, never, no girl's ever going to want to love me. No girl's ever going to like me, you know. I had shit happen to me, and I, you know, I'm curious about it. Go ahead, fucking frown at me. Oh, my God, that's disgusting. Ugh. Oh, well, you know what? So many people have done it out there, you know? But why kids? Why kids? Why can't you wait till in high school and let them choose to be in that class? Offer it. Yeah, go ahead. I know as a society and as a people, we have to accept certain things and accept, you know, certain people. But why does it have to be incorporated in an everyday thing? Why? I don't get it. I really don't. Maybe someone can explain that to me. But yeah, that's a lot for right now. I mean, I'm about almost 30 minutes into the podcast. I don't know how I should end it. I want to become like Joe Rogan. He's my what do you call it? My hero, I guess. You know, I'm not anywhere near as famous or as powerful as he is, but one day I want something like that, a podcast like his. You know, my future, I wanna have my own pot farm. I wanna open up my own restaurant where, you know, I can smoke people out. You know, they come in, you know, they smoke. I feed them, and they smoke, and then they leave. What's better than that? Tell me honestly. I don't get it. You know, I just don't. Like, back to the fucking weed subject. People, you know, people don't smoke a blunt and go out and have the urge to rob a bank and fucking run in the back of somebody and start arguments. That doesn't do that at all. And it never will. You can go down to the fucking gas station, pick up a fucking 18-pack, drink that, get back in your car, go kill a whole family, and not be conscious of that. And a blunt, you would never do that. The worst thing you would do is sit at a fucking green light thinking it's a red light. That's not going to kill someone. You know, I don't smoke a blunt and come to my house and start yelling at my fucking girlfriend because I'm angry and I can't control my emotions. I'm not saying that, you know, drinking should be illegal and it's the worst thing in the world, but it should be regulated, like weed is. You know, you can't fucking go, you can't go to the dispensary and buy 10 pounds of weed. You can't. It's illegal. So why can people go buy endless amounts of alcohol? Oh, then, you know, bartenders can, you know, tell certain people that they can't stop drinking. Well, guess what? A bartender isn't at a fucking convenience store and at the local Walmart, is there? No, they're not. You know, honestly, if they're going to want to drink, shit, they should put breathalyzers in every fucking car then. You know, they have fucking car insurance, might as well fucking put breathalyzers in there. Blow right before you get in there. I mean, they do that now, but they should incorporate that in every car. Shouldn't they? Because if someone has the right to go drink their fucking brains out and go drive a 2-ton vehicle and smash it into someone else's because they're drunk, shouldn't the company that made the alcohol be sued too? Because they're enabling people to do that. Because they're not setting regulations, or they're making alcohol too potent, I guess. I don't know. You know. Sorry, I keep jumping on my subjects. You know, it's the first time I'm doing this, so don't mind me. But, you know, send this out to all your friends. I'm going to be talking a lot of stuff every day, several times a day probably. I'm really nervous, if you can't tell. I keep saying a lot. I need to start writing down all my ideas and start forming that stuff. You know, I'm not as good as Joe Rogan is. He just sits there with all these famous people, and I seriously want to become like that. I'm gonna leave my phone number in the description so I can have people call in. I don't know how that's gonna work. I have to figure that out. I want to do several different subjects on several different things. You know, I want to do our government on one. I want to do our ancient life on another. I want to do weed. You know, I want to do reviews on weed, and I want to do a podcast about cooking. I love cooking. I'm a really good cook. I've never taken any culinary classes. I've just learned myself and off of, you know, how good things taste. I mean, for the last 10 years of my life, everyone's told me that I should be a chef and stuff like that, but I'm not trying to gloat. I'm not, but, yeah, so, that's a wrap, guys. I'll be on in a little bit, so, yeah. Have a good few hours.